with Kamala Harris.
No, no. Let's skip up.
Why? 1964. Our next one is Ketanji Brown Jackson.
And to me, she's the GOAT. Out of all the women that we get, she's the GOAT because, yo, what she's done is amazing. But the thing.
Let's chill.
What up, Chapman of Chillers? It's your boy, Coach LJ. And I'm with, you know, my best friend, my business partner, my awesomeness, the one and only Lady Caesar. She is in the building. Yes. We're about that vibe each and every week. You know what I'm saying? You know what you got us, so we like to jump right in with welcome to Sunday Fun Day, where we're all about learning, being informative, and having fun. Yes, hopping on this Sunday Fun Day.
We really have been informative. Like, really.
These episodes, oh my God, it's been powerful.
Yeah. And we're still celebrating Women's Month, so we're still looking at powerful woman or inspirational woman out there who have just broken glass ceilings in one way or the other. So this week, we will be looking at Black woman who changed history forever.
Black woman who changed history forever.
Yeah.
Okay, top 10.
Meet this woman who defined the odds and pushed boundaries and paved the way for future generations.
Okay.
Yep. So this is... So we have a few women, Black women, in history whose name represent a legacy of unparalleled achievement.
Okay.
We're going to meet them.
Yes, because I think I know a few.
Hopefully. And these women, along with many others, serve as trailblazers and are among the first to accomplish monumental milestones, thus paving a way for future generations to come. Okay.
Okay.
You ready to meet these women?
Yeah, my prediction.
You want to predict?
Oh, come on.
Okay, go ahead and... Yeah, LJ's prediction.
Okay, I want to know if CJ Madden is in there. CJ Madden Walker.
Okay.
Harriet Tubman.
Okay.
Coretta Scott King.
Mm-hmm.
Rosa Parks.
All right.
Probably Oprah is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Oh, I said Oprah.
That's enough predictions.
Okay. All right.
Let's get going. The first lady is Josephine Baker.
Josephine Baker. Okay. Yes, I know who she is. And I heard of her.
Born in St. Louis, Missouri, mm-hmm. Josephine Baker's success as a Valdiva dancer took her to France. I edited that. Where she was lauded as one of the country's most popular performers. During World War II, Baker became a spy for the French resistance, passing on critical Nazi information to aid the war effort.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what made her famous.
Josephine Baker.
Mm-hmm. Let's continue. Upon returning to the U.S. after being a spy, Baker found herself target of discrimination and threw herself into fighting racism and injustice.
Yeah, civil rights. She was in the civil rights movement.
Baker was one of the two women speakers at the March on Washington in 1963.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you know her.
Yeah.
Having spoke just before Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his speech, I Have a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. And the second one?
Okay.
Of course, Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey, yes. I knew she was there.
Oprah Winfrey began her career competing in beauty pageants. I didn't know that.
Because
She wasn't that beautiful. Only now money's making her beautiful.
Who?
Money's making her beautiful.
Okay.
No, but she wasn't.
No, she was always beautiful.
Oprah? So before transitioning to broadcasting, where she found success as the host of Chicago TV show, People Are Talking... But her popularity was due to her own TV show, The Oprah Winfrey Show, which aired for 25 years and has made her a media mogul and a multi-millionaire.
Mm-hmm. Multi-billionaire.
She became a billionaire afterwards.
Yes.
She became a millionaire at 32 or 33 because of her show.
Okay.
Because it started being so worldwide and famous. So after founding her own production company, and television network, Winfrey would go on to become the first Black woman billionaire. Mm-hmm. So that's when she became a billionaire, when she opened up her production company.
Mm-hmm.
in the U.S. and most recognizable names in the world. Winfrey has notably used her accomplishment for philanthropic endeavors spanning the globe. And we know that she's touched South Africa as well.
Yes. Right. She built a school as well. Mm-hmm. She built a school.
She built a school. Yeah, I think, do you know Shirley?
Shirley Chisholm. Yep, I know Shirley who. Yep, I know who
she is.
That's how you say it? Shirley Chisholm. Yeah.
Shirley Chisholm. How do you know her?
I think she was a singer.
Oh, let's find out. Shirley Chisholm became a household name after becoming the first black woman to be elected to the United States Congress in 1968.
Okay.
He doesn't know his history.
I don't know my history.
And these are Americans, by the way.
Yes.
A native of Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, okay.
Chisholm served 7 terms in Congress and made inroads by helping to expand the food stamp program.
Okay.
She also introduced legislation to benefit racial and gender inequality and became a founding member of the Congressional Black Caucus.
Okay, this is interesting. I'm learning something too.
Yeah.
I heard of her, but I wasn't sure. I thought she was a singer.
So in 1972, Chisholm made history again as the first black candidate to seek the nomination for President of the United States.
Okay.
Ooh, in 1972? Wow.
Yes.
She was not going to win. Especially in 1972.
No, she was
ultimately unsuccessful. Duh. Her history-making accomplishments were acknowledged with a Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2015.
Okay.
That's good. Do you know Bessie Coleman?
No, I don't know Bessie Coleman.
Well, you're about to know about her now. She's a Texas native.
Texas, okay. Go
Bessie
Texas.
Bessie Coleman dreamt of flying planes.
Mm.
However, as a black woman in the 1920s, getting her pilot's license in the U.S. was nothing short of impossible.
Okay.
Of course we know that.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't stop the would-be aviator who, in the face of adversity, learned to speak French, then left to train in France, where black people were permitted to become aviators, pilots.
Yeah, pilots.
Within 7 months, Coleman officially became a pilot, making her the first black woman to do so.
Mm.
However, flying wasn't enough for Coleman, who also wanted to perform stunts. So after training with German military aces, Coleman successfully became a barnstormer. I don't even know what that is, a barnstormer. Or pilots who did stunts at, okay, now I know, who did stunts at air shows.
Okay.
So tragically, Coleman died in an air accident in 1926 at the age of 34.
Oh, wow.
I guess while doing stunts.
Stunts, yeah.
Elizabeth Freeman?
Elizabeth Freeman. She was a slave, I guess.
Yeah, because her birth is not even known.
Her birth not known?
Yeah, it says unknown to 1829.
To 1829? Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Freeman. Freeman, also known as Mumbet.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Mumbet?
No.
Was a nurse and midwife who successfully sued Massachusetts for her freedom in 1781.
1781? She
had balls.
She flee?
She sued Massachusetts.
She sued Massachusetts.
Wanting her freedom.
Wow.
You give it to me or I sue you. I guess probably she knew that slaves had already been freed.
No, not in 1700s.
Really?
Slaves were not freed.
So how did she sue them then?
But you got to remember, that's East Coast. East Coast was more lenient. So East Coast, yeah, you had slaves, but it wasn't like the South. So if you was in anywhere like New Jersey, New York.
The North. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you were anywhere in the North, like maybe Massachusetts, all that kind of stuff, then you probably had a little bit more leeway.
Mm. You know? Let's see what
happened. It was bad down south. It was bad. Like anywhere, when you got past Pennsylvania, it was bad.
But she sued Massachusetts.
Yeah, she sued them.
So it was in 1781, becoming the first African-American enslaved woman to win a freedom suit in the state. Her suit helped lead to permanent abolition of slavery in the state of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and that's bad. See, that's how you know slaves had it bad, because back then, a lot of times when you're born, they don't document nothing really. Mm. They probably don't document. They didn't document. They didn't care about it.
They don't know the birthday.
They don't know the birthday. Like, I don't know.
They like that. Also unknown birth, but her death date is known. 1913.
1913.
But her death date.
Okay.
But her birth date is unknown because she was a slave.
She was a slave. Yeah.
Harriet Tubman.
Harriet Tubman.
So you were right. Clap, clap, clap.
Huh?
you got Oprah too, right?
Yes, yes.
So Harriet Tubman is the American abolitionist. Harriet Tubman is the best known for her efforts to move slaves to liberation.
Yes.
In the Underground Railway, railroad, a network of anti-slavery activists. Her legacy is indelible in the movement to abolish slavery, as she is documented to have made approximately 13 trips through the Underground Railroad, leading dozens of slaves to freedom, and was never caught despite a $40,000 reward for her capture.
Mm-hmm. We've seen that in the movies.
$40,000. Yeah. That is millions back then.
Yeah, back then, yes. That's a lot of money.
She was good.
Yeah, she was good. Yeah, she was good. They wanted her. But she never got caught.
13 trips.
Yeah, 13
trips. She was able to free herself.
Yeah, she freed herself.
And then she said, that's not enough. Mm-mm. That's a hero.
That's a hero, yeah.
And went back and sleep.
That's a true hero.
Yeah.
That's a true hero. That you got to respect. You got to respect her like that. You got to respect people like that, because she could have easily like...
Put some respect on her name.
Yeah, she could have easily just like, yo.
Put some respect on her name. Put some respect on her name. Respect, not respect.
Yeah, she could have easily said, you know what? I'm free. I don't care about nobody else. Forget about them. Right. But no, she's like, you know what? I'm going back to get more. I got family back there.
Right. And some of her family didn't want to be freed.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
But she went with whoever wanted to.
Whoever wanted it. Yeah. So I respect Harriet Tubman. Yeah, she got some
balls. Our next person is Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks. Okay, I see Rosa Parks.
2005. Rosa Parks was a trail... So clap for... Because you got Rosa Rosa Parks was a trailblazer known for her courageous participation in the
Montgomery.
You say Montgomery?
Montgomery.
Montgomery bus boycott. I wanna pronounce every word, every sentence. Ignited the movement against racial segregation on public transit. She's the lady who sat at the back of the bus.
She actually sat in the front.
Oh, she sat in the front.
She sat in the front.
Yeah, she
sat in the front.
She refused to get up.
She refused to get up. Yep. She's like, I'm not getting up. This day, I'm not getting up.
Forget it. So,
but I heard she's not the first one.
I heard that too.
I heard it was somebody else. Yeah. But she didn't get, but she didn't want, they gave it to her, the recognition.
I wonder why.
I don't know. So you know, it was always politics too back then.
I think I heard why. She was more light-skinned than the other one.
Reza Park, yes, was more light-skinned. That could have been it. She was more light-skinned. The other one was more dark-skinned. That, you never know. You never know these people. I'm telling you, these people. These people got some.
So her defiance to give up her seat led to her arrest on 1st of December 1955, but led to revolutionary change. The United States Congress has since honored her as the First Lady of Civil Rights and then Mother of Freedom Movements.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Next one is Angela.
Maya Angela. Oh, okay. I would never thought that one, yeah.
Yeah. Maya Angela has a distinct voice as a black writer and activist.
Yeah.
She left a legacy with a large body of work, including memoirs, poems, essays, and plays.
We still read them today.
We still read them today.
We still quote them.
She rose to fame in 1969 after the publication of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings.
Ain't she the one that did a poem, I'm a Woman?
I'm a Woman.
Yeah.
I'm a
phenomenal woman.
One of the autobiographies detailing her early years as a young black woman.
Mm-hmm.
She spoke a lot about being black and being a woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Skin, love who you are.
Yeah. Our next one is Nina Simone. Do you know her?
Nina, no, I don't know who it is.
1933 to 2003. Nina Simone possessed a unique, raspy voice and had a massive impact on the jazz community as well as a civil rights movement. Mm-hmm. In her early years, Simone changed her name from Eunice Kathleen Waymon, her birth name, to her new alias, Nina Simone, to disguise herself from her family while trying to forge her career in jazz. As a pianist and singer, between 1958 and 1974, Simone recorded more than 40 albums, leaving an indelible mark on music. So you don't know Nina?
No.
Okay, yeah, because you're not a jazz.
I like jazz.
Really?
Yeah.
Our next lady is Wangari Maathai. I don't know how to say Maathai or Maathai. 1940 to 2011.
Oh, no, I know that is.
Wangari was the first Black African woman to receive a Nobel Peace Prize.
African woman.
First Black African woman, yeah, to receive a Nobel Peace Prize for her efforts in environmental conservation.
Okay.
In the 1970s, she founded the Green Belt Movement.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
Green Belt. I heard it sound
like an environmental non-governmental organization focused on environmental conservation and women's rights. She was also an elected member of parliament and served as an assistant minister for environment and natural resources between 2003 to 2005. Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Another lady is Aretha.
Aretha Franklin. I know who that is. Yes.
1942 to 2018. Yeah.
Yeah, Aretha Franklin. Oh, man. Queen of Soul. Yeah, Queen of Soul.
She was ranked number one in Rolling Stone's 200 greatest singers of all time and has been said to be one understood soul music better than Aretha Franklin, inspiring generations of singers after her, including Mary J. Blige, Whitney Houston. Franklin was also the very first female artist to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987.
Yes.
Rest well, Queen. And then we move on to Kamala Harris.
No. Let's skip her.
Why? 1964.
Oh, let's skip her. She didn't accomplish nothing too much to me.
Kamala Harris is the current and 49th Vice President of the United States of America. She stands as a first female vice president. That's the accomplishment.
Uh-huh.
First female vice president in American history. And the highest ranking female official in the U.S. history. And is the first Black and Asian American to hold the position.
And it was by design. I don't think she accomplished too much. She don't got no pull in the Black community, man. Come on.
But
she was in the struggle already, man. I don't know, man. I don't know about her. Yeah.
Our next one is
Did she help any Black people out?
Our next one is Michelle Obama.
Now that's the one. Yes, Michelle Obama.
You like her,
I'm saying because she do more for Black, man.
Well, that's what you think. Others probably don't think the way you think.
Okay, but Michelle Obama is the truth.
Not only was Michelle Obama the first African-American woman to serve as the First Lady of the United States, but she also continues to be a source of inspiration through her efforts to promote health and wellness for kids in America. Her story in her best-selling books, Becoming and The Light We Carry, encouraged generations of women to dream big and never give up.
She wrote a book. She wrote books. Of course, she's speaking now more
But she was also an attorney.
She was an attorney.
A very successful attorney.
She was.
She had to take a back seat when going into the White
Obama.
House.
Yes.
But she was an attorney. The next.
Tarana Burke.
Tarana
She's still living.
Yeah.
Okay.
1973 to present.
Oh, she's young.
Yeah. Do you know her?
No, but she's young.
I'm sure you know her when I read her thing.
Okay.
Tarana Burke, that's how you say her last name?
I believe.
is best known for organizing the Me Too movement.
The what?
Me Too movement in 2006.
What is the Me Too?
As a means for victims of sexual violence to share their experiences with others.
Okay.
Forming an alliance among survivors.
Okay.
So when the sexual stories were coming out and what was happening in Hollywood and women saying, I was also sexually abused.
Mm.
She then coined it Me Too because she was also one of those people
who
went through that. So she encouraged other women to come out and say, Me Too.
Yeah, well, everybody coming out now that...
right now...
Men Too. Yeah. Me Too. Men was the same thing. Yeah. Everyone had to be looking at now. A lot of people, not just in any industry, most of these industries are like...
Messed up,
man. That's crazy, man. These people...
So named Person of the Year by Time Magazine in 2017... Burke has spent her life empowering women to share their stories and fight against sexual assault with the slogan Empowerment Through Empathy.
Yes.
I love that. Okay, our next one is Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Right, you will know now.
She's
1972.
She's young. Yeah. She's not that much older than me.
Nope. So in April 2022, Ketanji Brown Jackson made history as the first black woman appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Oh, okay.
A young woman, she loved the law and set her sights on Harvard University. After being discouraged by a high school graduate counselor, Jackson not only graduated magna cum laude from the university, but went on to attend Harvard Law School and served as the editor of the Harvard Law Review. And now she is the first black woman to sit in the U.S. Supreme Court with those old white men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know that job is a lifetime.
They're not all men. You got some women that's in the Supreme Court, Justice.
But mostly white.
And mostly all white.
There's only
men.
One black guy.
Yeah, one black guy.
The rest is just black and white. Mm-hmm. I mean, just white.
White men.
Mostly white, old white men, because it's a lifetime job.
Yeah, it's a lifetime job. Mm. But you got one white, because Trump, you remember Trump put a white woman in there, young woman.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, the younger ones are coming in now.
Yeah.
Remember the lady who died on her
yeah.
job?
Yeah, that's the one, the white woman took her spot.
Yeah.
And they tried to, like, tell her to sit down because, oh, no, Hillary Clinton going to win.
Yeah, she was hanging in.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton going to win. Yeah, you got fooled.
Yeah, she really messed up the whole trajectory.
Yeah, she messed it up, yeah.
We could have gotten somebody in before.
Yes.
You know, but she thought,
Yeah, she's wrong.
Yep. Okay, and then our last lady is Ruby Bridges.
Ruby Bridges.
1954 to present. She's still alive as
she's
well.
She's still alive.
Ruby Bridges is an American activist who helped the civil rights movement in Louisiana.
Okay.
She was the first child to desegregate William Franz Elementary School, an all-white school in Louisiana. Ooh, it was tough for her.
Yeah.
Going to an all-white school by yourself in the South? Mm-hmm. Ooh, those parents.
Well, it was tough for a lot of them in the South back then.
But going to an all-white school by yourself?
Yeah.
Ooh, girl. Which she was selected to attend based on her displayed intelligence and just celebrated as a courageous black woman who continued to fight for equal rights throughout her life. And she's still alive.
She was born in 1954. 1970s right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, she around Oprah age.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that wraps it up for today.
Yeah. It is inspiring. It make you like, you know what? Anything's possible.
Woman who changed history.
Yeah, woman who changed history. You know, I think we, Kamala Harris, though, I don't, you know, come on.
She changed history because she's
the okay,
first
she's
black
the first black
woman.
Black, but I don't think.
Whether she's doing something about it or not, but she's there.
Come on, they don't even have Coretta Scott King in there. Come on, like, come on, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, come on.
Oprah Winfrey as well. I mean, like, okay.
But come on, at least
she's the first black
woman. Yeah, at least she's doing something. And then she got a school for black women, yeah, for children.
And she's a billionaire.
Yeah, so at least they make it a difference.
Well, I think.
They're making a difference.
Remember, we don't even watch the news, so we don't really know.
Come on. But come on. But none of them is compared to. Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
Out of all the women, she's number one in my book. Mm,
in your book.
In my book. She's the GOAT. She's the GOAT in my book. Yeah. Out of all the women, she's the GOAT. Because for her to go back into slavery, I look at that like...
There was a huge risk.
Yeah, that was a huge risk. Mm. And never got caught and you got people 40, after 40, you.
40,000, like everybody was looking.
Yeah, everyone looking for you. And to keep going back for more... Yo, she was willing to risk her life.
Life, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a quote. I'm not gonna say it because
you're gonna butcher it as usual.
But the thing is, and to me, she's the GOAT. Out of all the women that she's the GOAT because what she's done is amazing. But
she definitely changed history.
She changed history. She changed, even though she never had no children.
Where was she going to find the time? Because she was busy running.
I know. She was married, but you got to remember, she was married, but she probably would have had children by him. But she left because she wanted to leave and he wanted to stay. And he like, you know what? If you leave, I'm going to rat you out. She like, oh, okay, bye, deuces. She like this. So yeah, but she's the GOAT. But all this is. Inspiration. It lets you know that I'm inspired. Mm. I'm inspired, especially to see the women that's one of the women is only 3 years older than me. Like, you know what? I need to keep going. I need to get this thing rolling because I do have some things that that's on the table that I would like to do. It's definitely building that school. So yeah, that's one, and getting that book out and then get my PhD.
There's
so
still a chance.
Building that.
Keep doing what you're doing. But today we're talking about women.
Yeah, I know, building that. But I'm saying, even I'm a man. I'm aspiring to go and do
and
things.
Go after your dreams.
Keep going and keep going.
And also it just tells you that it's never too late because, you know, you can change your life around at any age.
Yes, so, you can.
I just want to thank you for tuning in and thank you for subscribing to our channel and just sharing it with your friends, families, and we always say with your frenemies too, just to just to tickle their, you know, yeah, you know what. Anyways, thank you for liking our channel as well. And also for those who are tuning in on the audio platforms, thank you for listening to that. We love you and we appreciate you.
Yes.
Press that.
Subscribe. The follow button. The follow button. Leave a review. Yeah, leave a review. Yeah.
Anyways.
Let's get this thing going.
Yeah, if you enjoyed this video.
Yeah, check out the next episode we have for you. We like we said, we thank you for tuning in. We love you. And we thank you for being a chiller. And like you always leave us out with deuces. Peace.
Bye. Take care.